was a jerk, something like the new boys, all black, everything. Welcome to my funeral, R.I.P. to the one sold Emmanuel. I'm born again, thank God the Bible is my manual. Now I walk with the one, no Jet Li. My faith is deep, don't float no jet skis. Because of Christ, I'm ill, electric. My grace is strong, baby, no. Christ is my coach, so I don't worry when they're pressing. And I keep my Bible open, cause it keeps the devil stressing. I stay under Christ like salad is to dressing. I keep killing the sin, so I keep getting my blessings. Pow! Youngest in charge with the gospel out. ATC, younger, you know what we are about. Jesus Christ, man, we took the apostle route. And we keep fighting the war right until he comes around. In the hood, they say, boy, you changed. In the hood, they say, girl, you ain't the same. It's cause we let them know Jesus more than a name. And through Jesus, all we ever do is gain. Triumphant, we triumphant.
Hello and welcome to Rave. Today we have Mezzy Church Kid.
Mezzy
Church Kid. I'm your host, Janelle.
I'm your host, Becky.
And welcome to
So I ain't never worried when I be walking the streets with my Bible and my team, cause evil got nothing on we. I'm not married to the world, I'm married to his name, so the world gets no ring, LeBron James. Romans 12:21, I overcome these lames and understand that I love Jesus and I'll never be ashamed. Twin Tower flow, it will never be the same, ever since I got saved, ever since I knew his name. Cause in the hood they say, means you changed. In the hood they say, means you ain't the same. It's cause I let them know Jesus more than a name. And through Jesus all we ever do is gain. Because his love is real, not like the bachelor all fake. That's why I'm in his good hands, no I'll stay.
Ow!
In the hood they say, boy you changed. In the hood they say, girl you ain't the same. It's cause we let them know Jesus more than a name. And through Jesus all we ever do is gain.
Welcome back to Rave.
That was Triumphant by Mezzy Church Kid, because I got it right this time.
I'm your host, Becky.
And I'm Janelle. So first we're going to start off with getting to know who Mezzy Church Kid really is. So tell us about yourself, your name, your school, your age, and what program you're taking. Go ahead.
My mother did not name me Mezzy Church Kid, for those of you guys who are wondering. The name is Emmanuel Cole Mwamba. I'm 19. I attend Centennial College. I'm in the broadcast and film program. And I believe that answers all the questions.
That's good. That's good. So why are you in broadcasting film? Because,
well, honestly, I wanted to be a big movie star.
Oh.
No, I lied. I enjoy the whole aspect of media. And so I felt this was the best program to pretty much expand on my interest in media.
Interesting, interesting. So tell us, what's a day in a life to be you?
Well,
explain to us everything.
Every morning I pick my left nose.
Okay. I think we all do, but it's okay.
No, I'm playing. My days are, I'd like to say, extravagant for the most part.
Oh.
Got an interesting family to wake up to, right? And then there, I make my way to school or studio or both. I'm just all over the place, you know.
Up here, well, there.
Crazy. Everywhere. I'm never in one spot. It's hard to really pinpoint where I'd be.
So, when you get into the studio, like, how is that? Explain to us how that is.
Well, when I get into the studio, mm-hmm. Shout out to my producer, Malcolm Edwards.
Do that.
It's like 4-hour sessions, 5-hour sessions,
wow.
You know, and we really strive on perfection, mm-hmm. you know, because initially, you know, it's not just hip-hop that I'm doing, it's Christian hip-hop, you know, mm-hmm. there's a whole message and content behind it, and so you want everything to be clear, you don't want to sound like you're recording in a basement, so, you know.
Which many people do, and it's, you can
not
tell.
To take credit away from people it. Who, you know, do their thing in a basement, yeah. mm-hmm. not to take credit away from you guys, but, you know.
No. We're not in a basement.
Yeah. This guys, is a foyer. There's a difference.
We're people. You know what? Don't hate. I'm kidding. You talked about the message, and right. that leads to our next question. What's, you know, basically, what do you want people to get from your music or your art, I would say?
So, I'm not a pastor, right? But I do the initial... The initial content behind my music is for those who are not familiar with Jesus Christ to familiarize themselves through the music. Mm-hmm. So my music, although it being hip-hop, when you listen to it, you should be able to distinguish that it's not secular hip-hop mm-hmm. and that it glorifies Christ. And in that, going into that, when you listen to it, I want people to understand what Christ has done for me personally in my life, mm-hmm. you know, hence the song Triumphant, you know.
Yeah. So do you find that, you know, digging more personally, you get more of a outcome, I guess, instead of just saying generally, well, he's just good in general, more for you to, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess you can say that.
Yeah.
Because it's not like with my music and like for those who are into this side of the industry, mm-hmm. it's not about being famous, it's about trying to change a life, right?
Thank God.
I mean, if fame comes with it, yeah. you know, glory to God, that's a bonus, that's mm-hmm. great, but it's about changing a life, it's about being able to walk down the road and someone goes, hey man, I heard your song and it really uplifted my spirits and I feel like me and God are on a better path, my relationship with God is better. Mm-hmm. That, for me as a Christian, that strengthens my faith and helps me do what I do and know that I'm doing it efficiently.
That's good. Wow, look at that. And mind you guys, he is a young black man doing something, not just rapping about booze and women, you know, about something that actually matters, you know, Christ. And I think we all lose sight of good people like you because we have all these rappers out there not rapping about nonsense that does nothing for us, where we have this young black man rapping about Christ. So I clap for
well,
that
thank
one.
You. Thank no problem.
Yes, even our host Becky claps for that.
Brilliant.
Oh my God. So define your genre of music. Just define it all, if you could sum it up.
If I can sum it up.
Without using the word Christian, maybe that's harder to do.
Okay. Different. It's different. It's provocative. Mm-hmm. Mind boggling at times. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say crafty, but then every artist is crafty, you know, every artist has their craft, so. But yeah, unique, different, and provocative mm-hmm. would definitely define my music.
Wow. That, provocative, in what way?
Well, I mean, as you may know, there's a lot of do's and don'ts within the Christian community, and there's a lot of Christians out there that disagree with my form of ministry.
Oh, please.
So, you know, that's where the provocative mm-hmm. part of my music would come in. You know,
I guess.
I don't really preach to people that are... My music is not directed to people that are in church since they already, quote-unquote, know God. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make sense for a healthy person to go see a doctor, right? Mm-hmm. So my music is for those who are not familiar with God, mm-hmm. which is initially everybody outside of the church. Yeah. And some people find offense to that, but, you know...
Really? I find that your music is better for youth. There really, because we're not going to want to listen to like dun, 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 all the time. If you think about it, we're not going to want to listen to that all the time. And to hear your music is kind of like, yeah, I like this beat. And then they finally get into the lyrics, right? So we're going to go into your next song.
And it's What I'm Doing.
Oh.
Since we're talking about that. Here it is, What I'm Doing.
Everything I do is for the glory of Christ and Christ alone, hence being triumphant. Cause if God is for me, who could be against me, right? Shabbat! Ah.
What I'm doing, what I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. Saint of Job, man, believe it's a way of life. Chosen by the Savior, better known as Christ, who paid the cost so I'd be rich through the price. Let them all know the promise of God gave me life. Hold up, I don't think y'all hear me. I'm saying glory to the one king who made me. I have evil backwards and freely. That means through Galatians 5 I live free. I'm an alien, I ain't from here, man, I'm foreign. But I ain't hiding, I swear to y'all that I be right here in the open. Damn, I swear I die for his glory. Remaining faithful like those before me. Stay connected to Christ like the circles on an Audi, baby. What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. The world's hoping I'll fade, but I swear that I ain't MJ. Get that sin up out of my face with my finger like Dikembe. For God, I'll go to war. Understand that I ain't pretending. Cause I've been hanging with Christ like a necklace that has a pendant. I swear to y'all that every day's a murder day. If you're a demon in my way, get a prayer to your vertebrae. I'm fighting for his glory, best believe I'm armed, man. Disregard my arms, man. All I need is God's arm. Damn! What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy. What I'm doing for his glory. If it ain't about his glory, then you know that I ain't with it, boy.
Welcome back to Rave. This is your host, Becky.
And this is Janelle. And who do we have here?
Hi, guys. My name is Barney. No, I'm joking. It's Smeezy Church. Get us up.
Don't make fun of Barney. I like Barney. Nice.
Barney was pretty dope, except for the fact that he was a purple dinosaur playing with kids.
I mean, let's put that aside. Let's bury that one. I love Barney. Okay, so we'll get right back into it. Are you ready for this? We're going to grill you.
Okay.
We got the light on.
Oh, man.
That's right.
The light's pretty bright, guys.
It is. It is. It will get hot.
Okay.
And spicy.
I'm ready for this.
It does get hot, yeah.
And then it smells like a boy's sweaty locker room.
It's gross. And we have a boy here, so please say you don't smell like that.
I don't.
That's good.
I smell like flowers and cupcakes and sprinkles.
Me too.
I'm playing.
Cupcakes. That's so manly. Let's get right back into it. What challenges do you face when spreading your knowledge about love and God and all that kind of things?
Well, there's always the biggest challenge. Not everybody believes what you believe in, right?
Yeah.
And initially, the problem is there's a lot of Christians that go around trying to force what they believe in into other people, right? They're trying to force the doctrine of God. And I mean, I feel and truly believe that you as a Christian, or me as a Christian, all I really have to do is mention Christ to you, you know, whether you want to hear it or not, you know, as long as I've done that part of mentioning Christ to you and who Christ is, right? I've done my part. Now, if you decide that you're going to go home and feel like, okay, you want to find out more about Christ, then, you know, that's God working. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, that's also God working, in my belief, because I believe that God knows why he sets up everything the way he sets the situation is strategically work in whatever manner it works, right?
So start off with Becky, so talk about talk about your feelings toward this, and I'll talk about my feelings toward this, and you'll help us out here, because
I'll try.
Maybe we might just be two lost souls here. No, I'm kidding.
Just maybe you can help us find Jesus or something.
She said something.
I personally do not actually believe in God, or at least the figure that is portrayed towards me.
So what would you say to her about that? Or what would your music say to her, basically, for her to
Well,
get
see, with my music, though, it's all like personal testimonies, right? And like testimonies are an example of God's manifestation in one's life, right? If we had time, I would get into my whole testimony and how I came to God, but that would take all too long. But to make things short, you know, I went from street life, gangs, violence, and all of that mm-hmm. to the church, right?
Yeah.
And I feel for me to have gone from this particular life and make my way into the church, knowing all the bad things I've done and everything that I've been through and, mm-hmm. and all the pain I've caused other people, I've still been forgiven and given a chance to be blessed, right? And so, I mean, if I was to talk to Becky or minister to Becky initially, I would have to minister to her based on my personal experience with Christ, right? Mm-hmm. I can't tell her about what Christ is doing in someone else's life. I have to start with myself.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's the only way to go. And where it goes from there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well put, well put.
Well, I have to
You've
say.
You've convinced me. You haven't, but we'll go with that. It's a very convincing speech.
Interesting.
What about you, Janelle? What are your thoughts?
I've been so lost in the whole religion thing. I had family who actually converted into a different religion.
Right.
I was going with that, where that religion said, you know, I don't believe in Jesus Christ and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow.
I was believing that for a while, and it has come to the point where I don't even want to say I'm a Christian. I just say I believe in God
right.
and Jesus, and they're both, you know, Jesus is my savior. Mm-hmm. And what would you say to someone like me who doesn't want to even own the word Christian because it's been twisted and just,
well, I think that's now. More so to do with religion, but I mean, I don't identify myself to a personal, I guess, group within Christianity, because, you know, there's your Catholics, there's your Pentecostals. I don't consider myself anywhere in there. I just consider myself a Christian. Mm-hmm. And what a Christian is to believe in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. you know, and that's all there is to it. I am a Christian. That's where I stay. I'm not a Pentecostal Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm not an Anglican Christian. I'm not Catholic. I'm just Christian.
You're just Christian.
You know, and that's just the belief in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Bible is my guideline to life. And that's yeah.
Makes sense. I do. My grandma's Seventh-day Adventist, and she's like, no TV Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't work. And I'm thinking, like, you know, I understand give up things for God, but
right.
at the same time, in the world that we live in, not being able to work on days and not being able to do certain things, I kind of get lost. I do identify sometimes as a Seventh-day Adventist mm-hmm. because I don't celebrate on Sunday, I celebrate on Saturday.
On Saturday
and
yeah.
I believe that seventh day is Saturday mm-hmm. and just the whole base. You know about that.
Right.
So, you know, I'm still trying to find my way.
Find your way.
But I am lost, and I feel like maybe I should start listening. I've listened to some of your songs.
Oh, really?
And hopefully you're putting some more out there to help me out here.
We should fellowship, man. We should fellowship.
Sure. I don't know. I haven't really been to church in a while, so I don't know the groove of that, but I should start going, shouldn't I? Next question. Do you find that the youth today are educated about God, Christ, or Jesus themselves?
Wow, man. I mean, it's really hard to say. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of youth that grew up in the church, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so there's those who've been in the church from went to church. And it's either you initially paid attention mm-hmm. or you didn't. And so, I mean, but like with anything like that, there are your devoted youth Christians that mm-hmm. do know, but then there's others that don't, right? So, I mean, that's a tough question. I don't know. There are some that do and there are some that don't. So.
Wow. Yeah. Do you feel like through your music you are educating them, or do you feel like it's more my
I feel, but see, with my music, although they're all personal testimonials, they all mm-hmm. refer to particular Bible scriptures, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, if you take the time to really like analyze my music, mm-hmm. you'll hear certain scriptures thrown in the verses, right? And so I mean, I try for the most part to educate through the music. Mm-hmm. Even though it's testimonials, but I also try to educate through the music. So hopefully those who are listening get educated. You know, that's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the key. So hopefully that's what's going on.
So what has brought you to this point to say, I want to become a Christian rapper? Because that not many people would ever say.
Right?
It's very rare to, when I first heard about you actually being a Christian rapper, I was like, what? That exists? Like, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, before I came to God, I used to rap in the secular world, right? Mm-hmm. And coming to Christ now, I didn't know where I fit in the church. Like, what was my role? Like, how can I help build the kingdom of God? Because, you know, there was particular people in my life that, you know, that believed rap is of the devil. So rapping for God wasn't even in my thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then a close friend of mine actually introduced me to this Christian artist, and like his music was so relatable to my life story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait,
hold on.
This guy is rapping about God? I rap. Why can't I do this?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I'm gonna try this out. And then it went from just rapping within the church, just for the fun of it, to rapping in the neighborhood and the church, to record label and everything like that. And this being full-time ministry now, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Who was the name of the guy who inspired you, if you remember?
Mally Music. Mally Music. Wow. Yeah.
I remember actually ever, the first time I ever heard of someone, you know, taking Christian and putting it into like the youth time was, I went to this church, it was really far away, and it was a young girl. And she wasn't rapping, she was singing to a beat from, I think, Beyonce or something like that, which is really weird, and we'll get into that later.
Right.
It was weird, and I enjoyed it. And I'm singing along thinking like, yeah, this is a nice Beyonce song. But really, I'm like, God is good. God is good. And I'm not realizing it. And that's the best way to get people. Attract.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're singing. Even though you're singing, you're not realizing it. Once you start to get the groove in, you start to understand the lyrics. It's like, oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Exactly. This is amazing. So what's our next song here, Becky?
Our next song is by Musi Church Kid. And it's You Deserve the Glory.
Oh, no, that's not my song.
That's not your
that's
song. Not,
that's one of my favorite worship songs, but that's not my song.
Well, you didn't.
Well, we'll play that one.
You stop by.
That song is like a really old worship song, so a lot of people have sung the version. Mm-hmm. This one, I'm not too sure who sings this version, actually.
Well, we'll look
at it. I YouTubed it and just MP3'd it, and that's just my worship song. I did the same.
Everyone started doing it. I'm kidding. So I did not say that.
Well, here's You Deserve the Glory.
Yes, you are. I don't know about y'all tonight, but you deserve the glory. And I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great.
You do miracles.
You do miracles.
Yeah. by the grace of God that we are saved today. The word became flesh and the flesh sacrificed itself so that we may be here today and claim that we are saved. Amen. All glory be to Christ. Say TC Righteous Gang, you already know. Yeah. Boogie, what up? Boogie, what up?
Let's get it in, baby. Drop it.
I was ashamed, yes, a real disgrace. Came in his name, all I made were mistakes. Cause I spent my time in the grass with the snakes. But he said, by grace, yes, I'm saved.
Say what?
By grace, I'm saved.
Say what?
By grace, I'm saved.
Say what?
By grace, I'm saved.
Say what?
My life is a novel and he wrote every chapter. I made it through things that were supposed to be disasters. Falling piece of glass, but I swear he didn't let me shatter. Made me empty out the sin like I had a full bladder. Holy Ghost grind, I'm on my grizzly, Memphis. Now the words tearing through the block like Tetris. Defeated all my enemies, I had it on my checklist. Yep. Jesus is the head of the body, not the necklace. Huh? Finally seen this live like Regis. Gave my life to Jesus, opened me like cleavage. Told him that I need this, his love I'm feeling. Spirit I'm feeling, the promise I believe in. Cause the block got hot and some shots let off. And your boy got popped, but I'm still gon' pray till the last day, cause I'm all things Christ till the day I hit the grave. I was ashamed, yes, a real disgrace. Came in his name, all I made were mistakes. Cause I spent my time in the grass with the snakes. But he said, by grace, yes, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved.
Say what?
By grace, I'm saved.
Say what?
By grace, I'm saved.
Say what?
I'm saved.
Say what?
I'm saved.
Yeah, Holy Ghost, Paraclete. Never let me Paraclete. My monsters at your ear like a pair of beats. You know I'm double covered like a pair of sheets. Jumping off of faith, where's my parachute? I'ma do what they say and do like a pair of dude. Fellow sings, baby, yeah, that's my crew. We Charlie Sheen winning, man, we never lose. Love the fact I'm so saved, check my bank statement. I had a fee, Jesus said I got the payment. The world gone, burn up in fire. The enemy come to kill, but him a liar. You wanna be saved, accept the Messiah. The world is getting evil, issues getting dire. His burden is light like lace. I thank God every day for his grace.
I was ashamed, yes, a real disgrace. Came in his name, all I made were mistakes. Cause I spent my time in the grass with the snakes. But he said, by grace, yes, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved. I was ashamed, yes, a real disgrace. Came in his name, all I made were mistakes. Cause I spent my time in the grass with the snakes. But he said, by grace, yes, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved. By grace, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved.
Welcome back. This is Rave. I'm your host, Becky.
And this is Janelle. And we have...
Hi, guys. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, I'm playing.
It's He's like a different kid. Alias every time.
Every time.
We've had Barney. We've had Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're a little mischievous. I don't think anyone's going to ever know who's on the show.
Never.
I'm kidding. So this is more a question towards the music, you know, industry.
Okay.
So... I've done a lot of research on the religions that, you know, are within the music industry.
Okay.
So this is a two-part question. First, I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about that? And do you think you will... The second part of the question is, if you were to get famous, do you think you're going to follow custom to that religion? Because that's what you need to become more listened to and more known. I don't want to say the religion because I don't want to... I can't really put out that much religious views, but you know what I'm talking about.
Are we talking about this religion?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't laugh at me. I've always.
Do we have behind the scenes? Did anybody catch me doing that?
Yes, we do have behind the scenes.
Oh, is Becky in the way? Okay, they could watch it online. She doesn't want to say. She can't say the religion.
I'm just afraid
online,
to. I'm scared they might come for me.
So
I actually know someone who's afraid of that.
Me.
But now that I fully understand the question and the religion you're talking about, Are they even a religion or just like a big group of
Well, I can say corporate the religion.
Gangsters?
No, I can say the religion. It's a religion, but it's been transferred into music.
Into music to and be entertainment.
Well, the definition of a religion is just the way that you live your life.
Right.
And they live their life.
Well said, within Becky that. Dex. But so you were saying if I was to get famous?
Yeah, because I do know there's been I've met a pastor who has a friend who had a friend who was rapping and.
And then got famous.
Got famous and now is in that
into that
in that religion.
Well, I feel it depends on you as the person and how rooted you are in your faith, right? So, like, there's a lot of Christian artists out there who are only Christian artists for the spotlight.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but I'm saying there's a lot of artists out there that are only Christian artists for the spotlight.
Yeah.
And as soon as they get that chance, you'll see the change in their music. You'll see the transition. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, as for myself, because I'm already aware of this quote-unquote religion and how they function, and because of how deeply rooted I am in my faith and what I believe in, I feel like there's absolutely no way that if, by God's grace, I was to become famous, that they would get me.
Get you. Well, I do know from personal experience, because I am not famous yet.
So I can answer any questions you guys might have.
She's famous for a lot of things. I'm kidding.
Look at her face.
She's like, how dare you? I know from talking to the pastor, he says that his friend didn't want to,
right,
but was threatened. And I mean...
But I mean, as a Christian, you should know that you're threatened every day. You know what I mean? Because the Bible does say in Corinthians that that the world belongs to Satan. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you, as a child of God, you don't belong to the world, right? So you're constantly faced with obstacles from the world. The world is constantly attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, for him to use that as an excuse that he was threatened, I mean, Satan's always threatening the children of God. So I find that a bit suspect.
It's weird. It's true. It's good that, because I do know with like Mary, Yolanda Adams, all those, you know, all those Christian people.
I fear
that they're lost within that religion, quote unquote. Don't come for me. But I
don't know if I'm allowed to speak on Mary and those people in case I get sued. I'm not trying to get sued.
Yeah. Oh no, this is not a.
Maybe we should just.
No, I want to because I think it's a good topic, because everyone lives by these rappers and singers and these people who are icons, and this is what they're really pulling them into.
Right.
Yeah, we can sit here and say, oh, I don't want to talk about it, but it's the truth.
The truth, that's true. I mean,
why hide from it, right?
I mean, as for Yolanda Adams, I don't think
Yolanda Adams, but I was just trying to throw a name
out there. Right. But Mary, I mean, Mary's been suspect. You know? They've been really suspect. But I mean, there's other Christian artists that have gone to say things like, because of the target audience they're trying to attract, they're going to take the name Jesus out of their music. And I feel like, well, how will you be distinguished as a Christian artist if your whole belief you're taken out of your music, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like a math teacher saying, because I want the kids to understand math, I'm going to teach English. Right?
Yeah, it's like, so how are you going to teach me about that when it's a whole different topic?
Right.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
I totally understand.
Yeah.
It just freaks me out. You know, I do a lot of research. I do it every day.
Obsessed.
So, you know, I'm not, but I find it's better to be educated than not educated and to be listening to the music and be sucked in.
Right. Okay, appreciate it.
So, let's just get into, who is your artist and favorite Christian artist and why? Do not say yourself. Because I think I do. That's what you were going for on that.
I was not. My favorite, actually, I got like three favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a group,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually my artists.
Of course.
So shout out to Imani. They're just a great, like, they're so young, you know what I mean? Like, I think the oldest one in the group is like 17 or something like that.
Wow.
They're all in high school. And if you see these girls sing,
wow,
it's ridiculous. I mean, they shut the place down every time. Anywhere they perform, you leave there in tears. You
are
have
they,
to.
Are they three girls? Their last names are Campbell.
No. Imani is. They're all family. Mm-hmm. There's Mikael, aka Leah.
Mm-hmm.
There's Tish, aka Tisha Love. There's Jay Toons, who's like, I believe he's 12,
mm-hmm.
and he writes their music.
Wow.
12-year-olds.
Well, dang.
I mean?
Look at all of this good stuff.
there's Trinity,
mm-hmm.
and Lois, and I mean, none of them are above the age of 17.
And they're all doing big things
for the glory of God, right?
Wow.
Like, and like when I say they can sing,
mm-hmm.
they are. Words you can't even compare them to anybody. Like
mm-hmm.
you could compare them to like Destiny's Child, but I like they sing better than Destiny's Child, in my opinion, right? So like there's nobody to compare them to. They're just phenomenal singers.
Mm, that's good. I can't believe they're so young.
Right?
I know there's a lot of young kids out there who are doing their thing, but use nonsense.
Yeah.
I do call it nonsense. You know it because if you think about it, it's not far from it.
Right.
I like this. I like that. I pop bottles. Da, da, da. Now, you popping bottles and going to a club and meeting some hookers, what does that do for me?
Preach, yes.
Like, should I go to the club and do the same thing? I'm a chick. Sorry. You know, I'm not into it.
Okay.
So,
okay,
now
okay,
we're going
to okay.
now we're gonna touch a very touchy topic. A lot of people get weirded out by this, but for the gay culture, right?
Okay.
And if, say, someone who was homosexual or...
Right.
You know, bisexual or transsexual. If right. they were listening to your music, what do you want them to get from that? Because I do know, being a Christian,
mm-hmm.
it's not right. It's not seen as being right.
Right, and see, the Word of God does say, "Love everyone and mm-hmm. treat them fairly."
Mm-hmm.
But the Word of God is also blunt, and a lot of people try to sugarcoat the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I have nothing against anybody that's mm-hmm. homosexual, transgendered, bisexual.
Yeah.
You're a human being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And at the end of the day, we're all created in God's image. You know what I'm saying? So nobody is unsavable, if
mm-hmm.
that's what you want to say. Like, everybody is able to experience God's glory.
Because
mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we are all sinners. None of us was perfect. We're all sinners. And it's through him that you're made right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, none of the disciples... were
perfect.
Holy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were the thugs and prostitutes and all those people of that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, with the church, or a lot of Christian people, they do attack. I feel like they attack homosexuals
mm-hmm.
a lot, and like
we see it on
you know, it's not fair the way they attack them, because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you're supposed to be creating disciples,
mm-hmm.
and if the people that are not in the church that you're trying to get in the church
mm-hmm.
feel attacked by you, they're not gonna come to the church. That's like, let's say I'm a police officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a young teen,
mm-hmm.
but you've been harassing you your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you need help, are you going to come to me?
No,
because you
yeah.
know that I harass you,
mm-hmm.
right? So it doesn't make sense. So as for homosexuals, I mean, I have nothing against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a few homosexual friends, actually, and
mm-hmm.
I do preach to them, you know.
Obviously, yeah.
Again, as I said earlier, it's what you choose to hear and take home with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I preach to them, whether they listen
mm-hmm.
and, you know, want to implement it into their life, then they do so. If they don't, then, you know, I can't force my beliefs on them.
No. And I'm so happy that you said God loves everybody.
Of course.
No matter black, white, Asian, gay, lesbian. We all lose sight of that. The fact that God loves you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he may say, what you're doing is not right, but I love you.
But he still, exactly.
You're my child.
That's what a parent does. A parent, everybody knows, your parents don't always agree with everything you do.
Mm.
And hence why they have to discipline you.
Mm-hmm.
But they discipline you out of love.
It's true.
Understand? And God is, he's our father.
Mm-hmm.
He will not agree with everything we do because it's not always pleasing to him. But he still loves us.
Amazing.
You know?
Amazing so. For a young person to say that. Like, it's shocking, you know? I think we should let them know that we don't agree at times, but, but you're capturing me here. You're capturing me here. Today, what were we doing? A video shoot, a video thing for someone, and I enjoyed beating you up today. But I actually feel guilty. I feel kind of guilty because you're such...
I let you beat me up.
Oh,
for the record.
Please. Whatever. In
the video show, I let her beat me up.
Well, when the DVD comes out, I'll release it, and we'll see who beat who up, okay? We have proof, but, you know, I find that when you talk about God, I see the passion. I see the love you have for him. And to see that, and I usually don't like you. I'm kidding. You're an awesome person. To see the passion and how you speak about God and all that, it makes me rethink a lot of things. So if you have that effect in such a short amount of time, imagine what you can do over time.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
So be prepared for the effects you're going to have on people, because we've only been sitting here for... And already I'm just like, I wonder. Oh. Right? Yeah, it seems such a short time, right?
Right,
so we're going to get into another song.
Okay.
So I think this is an intro. So explain to us what this intro is.
What song are you guys going to play?
It's a remix. IDAP.
Oh, that's that's the intro to the mixtape that just dropped this week. It's a remix to one of my other favorite Christian artists. His name is Dwayne Triumph. He's out in England. Shout out to Dwayne Triumph. The song is called "I Don't Pack a Matic." I just remixed it for the.
There we go.
For the mixtape, and yeah, shout out to my mixtape.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. Yes.
ATC, righteous gang. If it ain't about Jesus, you know it don't mean a thing. Like I don't pack a medic. Don't pack a medic.
You are now listening to the All About Jesus mixtape, brought to you by Measy Church Camp, hosted by your favorite DJ, DJ Legit, doing things legit for the glory of God. I think they ready, Measy. I think they ready. Let go.
Don't pack a medic, but I pack a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and use it like a weapon. Don't pack a medic, but I pack a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and use it like a weapon. Don't pack a medic, but I pack a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and use it like a weapon. Good man, I feel an empty house, I am a dentist, and if they ain't saved, then I'm clapping at you. Don't pack a medic, but I pack a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and use it like a weapon. Good man, I feel an empty house, I am a dentist, and if they ain't saved, then I'm clapping at your bridges. Ain't scared of the devil, he's afraid of me. You would think I'm in Miami, the way I've been to heat. The Father, Son, and Spirit, no D-Wade, I got the three. Man, it's all things Christ, Fetch, Gang, that's my team. Yeah, I believe in the one who comes in the third. Actions still speak louder than words, so I make sure all my actions are verbs. And the hope is lies. The same book that is the very reason I'm alive. The only book I know that could ever cure the blind. Man, you know I'm ready for the war, cause yeah. Records, righteous gang. It's all about Jesus mixtape. DJ Legit, let's get it. God bless. Wow.
What's up?
The next song. Introduce this one.
So that song you guys just heard was off the mixtape that you can go download. It's free.
Finally. Something free.
Yeah, man. Tweetmysong.com. Go under the Christian section and you'll see the All About Jesus mixtape. Bow. This song you're about to hear is called Over Now. It's the outro on my album that is coming in 2012. So, yeah. Shout out to Malcolm Edwards and Andy King on a beat.
Let's do this.
ATC, righteous gang. If it ain't about Jesus, then it don't mean a thing. Life's a game, Charlie Sheen, I'm winning. Live in Christ so I can't keep sinning. I don't like you, mean mug, no grinning. Ask for the sin through the Lord, still killing. I drank that blood so I walk with a lean. First John 2:13, there's an I in win, but not in team. Didn't beat you alone, man, I needed a three. I hate you, same. Set up traps and sat there waiting. Plans to kill me, you were making, but I'm still here and now you hating. Look, I'm not the one. Pack that word, let it blow like a gun. Do like Nike, saying just run. Unless you wanna feel the heat of the sun.
don't run from fights and Carmelo. Step to the beef, H-E-double-L-O. Driven by truth, yeah, foot to the pedal. Run over sand, green light, the light when you see me now. He brought me up, you can't bring me down. He will bow down when he touches ground. I'm with Jesus, look at me now. No Chris Brown, the king of kings, he wears the crown. It's his court, you out of bounds. He wins my life over now. It's over now, it's over now. In my life, you won't win another round. It's over now, you've been defeated. This is God's town. It's over now, pack it up, Satan. This is God's town. It's over now, you've been defeated. This is God's town. It's over now, in my life you won't win another round. It's over now, pack it up, Satan, this is God's town.
For I think through Christ who gives me strength. He invested in my life, gave me worth, baby, no bank. That's why I'm at war with evil, righteous gang. We bring out tanks. And in my life, Satan, I swear that you won't be present again. So, I'm going to no curfew. Love everyone but trust few. Angels of God protect my crew so they won't be destroyed by you. Plus, I trust Christ who has been here from the start. Just the sound of his name is like a sword going through your heart. I'm his prince and I'm fresh. Right for him, I will to the death. Rich in his name, don't need banks. For my life, I give him thanks. You're the feast of celebration tank. Plans to kill me, we're obese. I swear they didn't work out. God saw you just trying to lurk out. Now I'm back on top like a lookout. Don't be the DJ, cause you know you don't want drama. You know you don't want drama. Cause God's fury brings more terror than Osama. And only God can change me. Man, no Obama. Holy Ghost fire leave you hotter than a sauna. I said that Holy Ghost fire leave you hotter than a sauna, boy.
Welcome back.
That was... I liked the little ending there.
Oh, thank you.
What? Is that how it went there? Did I get it right?
Kind of, something like that.
That sucks. Well, we're going to have fun with you today because guess what?
Ooh, they're going to have fun with me. I don't like fun. No, I'm joking.
Oh, sorry, guys. We're going to do a Bible trivia. Honestly,
ooh.
Guys, I'm sorry I pulled this off the internet. I'm going to admit it because I have to slap myself on that when I'm not that educated about the Bible. But
it's okay. It's a learning process, you know?
Yeah. I mean, through these questions, I should learn something.
I read my Bible every day to learn. Eh? I don't know it. Like by heart, I didn't write it.
And then...
So, it's a learning process. You learn every day.
Yeah. Are you going to have fun with that?
Okay.
Get ready. It's a quiz.
Let's see what I know, man.
Yes. And then we're going to do a would you rather. We do it to all our guests.
Would you rather? What is that?
Would you rather? So we give you two options and you got to say which one you would rather do.
Okay.
These are some weird things.
There's going to be some extreme things on this. I swear I did this in like grade 6.
It gets weird. Talking about making toilets and eating eggs and stuff. Yeah. Get ready.
Oh, I'd have to go to the toilet. I'm not a fan of eggs.
Ew. That is so gross. Okay.
All right, let's go.
What was Abraham's name before God changed it?
Abraham's name, I believe it was Abram. A-B-R-A-M?
Abraham. Wow.
Yeah, I believe so.
Look at that.
So what image was man created?
I'm going to go with in God's image for 500.
500 on that there.
I'm getting a bit cocky just because I knew that answer, but there's going to be an answer that I'm sure I don't know.
Anyone knows that answer.
She's like, I knew it. How many days did God create? How many days did God?
6, and he rested on the 7th.
Oh, I knew that one.
Oh, high five.
7 day Adventist, boom.
Everyone knows that one as well, guys.
Becky Bex.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Which of these is not one of Noah's sons?
Which of these?
You can read
Shem,
the
screen. Japheth, or Abel?
I'm going to go with Ham.
Ham. Okay. What are the first three words in the Bible? Oh, goodness.
The first three words in the Bible.
I know this one.
Are we talking New Testament or Old Testament?
Oh, gosh. I'll give you options.
Considering that the Old Testament is in the
beginning, so yeah. Oh, look at Becky Vex knowing her Bible. Go ahead, Becky.
She knew it better than me. We'll give you options.
What are the options? Yeah.
In the beginning, and God said, and God saw, and light came.
I'm going to go with in the beginning.
Oh, dang.
In the beginning, there was darkness or nothing or something like that.
At least, ooh, Becky, you know. Okay.
On which day of creation did God rest? The 2nd, the 5th, the 7th, or the 8th?
He rested on the 13th. No, I'm joking. The 7th.
I was like, what? Yeah, the 7th. I was like, I thought you said this already. I was panicking. What kind of tree did God forbid man to eat from?
Ooh, he forbidded... Is that the right forbidded? Is that a word? Is that a word? That's not a word.
We don't
know. Pardon my vocabulary. He forbid man to eat from the tree of knowledge.
Awesome.
Yes. What was the name of Adam and Eve's second child?
Oh, second child. Who came first? Was it Cain or Abel? Oh, I think Abel was the second child. Oh, I'm not too sure on that one.
Who was Jacob's twin brother?
Options, please.
Isaac. I'll try to pronounce this one. Esau. Joseph,
okay.
Or Reuben.
Isaac.
Last question.
How many people on the ark? During the flood.
How many people? Options, please.
8, 4, 6, 2.
I'm going to go with 4 on this one.
I was thinking the same thing, my brother. Let's see.
Let's see how I did on the Bible trivia, guys.
Answers.
Correct.
Did I pass?
Correct. Oh. So far, he's got 2, 3 correct. 4.
Oh, which incorrect. One did he get incorrect?
Incorrect. Which one was Noah's son?
Noah's son.
It was
Abel.
You said Ham.
Which one was his son or not his son?
Not one of Noah's
son. Oh, I didn't see Abel's. No, too bad.
So you have so far 3.
One incorrect.
Correct.
Two
correct.
Who's Jacob's twin brother? You said Isaac, and the correct answer was
the correct answer on that one?
Esau.
Oh, that is true. That's true.
Esau.
This is very true.
Another one you got wrong. In the ark during the flood.
It was 6, right?
It was 8.
I thought it was 4 because 8? I know it was him,
Noah,
his wife, and his two kids,
and then... go ahead, girl.
We got a special guest
in the background.
We got a special guest in here. She was on my show Wednesday. Rochelle the Diva, authentic.
Diva. Let's go, Diva.
She knows her Bible.
Seen, I like that.
The answer was 8 because it was Noah and his wife. Noah's
and then
two sons
Noah's two
and
sons
wives.
And their wives. So I was on track.
You did. You got 70%. That's a pretty good mark.
That's a good mark, right? That's a B.
I'm kidding.
70 is a B?
A B minus?
Yeah. You got a B minus.
Actually, it's just a B.
Oh.
She's like, no, just a B.
It's a good mark.
It is. So how do you feel about that mark?
I want to get 100% the next time I do Bible trivia. So I'm going to go home and study, you know, and make sure I pass the next test.
Okay, we'll have you in for a follow-up.
Yeah.
Harder questions, though.
I'm going to get 100% for sure next time.
All right. Oh, please. It's a deal. And if you don't, you have to
No one ever gets 100%.
Okay. That's fair.
Although he got a free
That's a little inside joke between me and Becky because we have this coffee addiction. So, you know.
Which stinks, by the way.
Whatever.
Well, just coffee mad because you don't like coffee.
Anyways.
Me.
The next song. Okay. We're still making fun of me for coffee breath.
What is the next song?
Which happens on a regular. I'm kidding.
All right, well,
what is the next song?
What song are we playing?
What song is the next song? We're going to be playing Mally Music, The Job Experience.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, no, that's one of my new favorites.
Really?
Shout out to Mally. Phenomenal concert on Monday.
Dang.
All right, here it is.
Cycle goes again, typical story, a good man giving God glory, He's a God-fearing man, perfect husband, excellent pops, and he finally received that raise, cash in the bank. Yeah, they were saving up. He and his wife, he'd been fussing, it's time for making up. The recession's been digging in, yeah, it's been really rough. But he believes this change is here to stay. It was a Thursday night, April 1st. He's sitting there in traffic on his way home from work. He checks his voicemail, it's his mother. She got multiple lumps in her breast and they hurt. Cancer service. Broke the news to your daddy and he's taking it the worst. Cause honestly, she knew for many years, but she did. To panic over her, so he
Lord, I know that you are able. Lend my heart to you in prayer. You're the savior, so save her.
He goes to call the boob to tell her all that happened and to let her know the news. It's looking like it's 6:22. She should be whipping up the dinner, got from school. Her voicemail, just leave your number and I'll get right back to you. He thinks nothing of it and he goes the rest of the way trying to clear. Focused, walks around and he's wondering why was the front door wide open. Goes to the living room, it's two men holding guns to his family's face, his wife, his youngest, and his oldest. They yelling, get the money, hit the blow, man. He pulls the money out, he kneels down and says, just go, man. The robber kneels down to get the dough and forgets his fingers on the trigger and he accidentally blows it.
Jesus, can you even see us? I gave you all of me because I thought you could protect us, lead us and direct us, but you can't even keep us safe from violence and diseases. I'm really wanting to believe in you, but I need a reason to trust you after this one.
To trust you after this one.
Let me down.
Because you let me
down. The bullet shot to right to the shooter.
Welcome back to Rainbow's Becky.
And this is Janelle, and we're back again and again and again. Someone should stop me. Yeah, I was really
and again
go
and again and
time,
again.
But no one, everyone's like staring at me, and I'm like, stop me. We're gonna do Would You Rather, and let's see your answers to these questions.
Okay.
But it has nothing to do with the Bible. Hopefully, that's okay with you.
Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. Okay. All right, let's do this. Now, would you rather have 100 plus friends who are okay or have 3 great friends that are great? Like Tony the Tiger.
3 great friends that are great.
So what do you say, Becky?
I'm the same. 3 great friends that are great. 2 would be even better. 3's too much.
3's a crowd.
No, 2's a crowd, 3's a party. I don't like parties.
Go ahead, Becky, with the wordplay.
I usually like to do the rebel here, but I have to say 3 great friends are fine.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's nothing like when you have just 3 close friends and you can just make laughs. And, you know,
and I mean, the more friends, the more problems, right? 100 friends,
oh,
100
do
problems.
I, oh, jeez. So. I got 99 problems.
And he's one of those. Here we go. Would you rather eat 5 rotten slices, cheese slices, or lick a dirty toilet?
Toilet.
She says toilet.
5 rotten cheese slices. Mm.
But you actually have to ingest those. It says eat. All you have to do is lick the toilet.
Good point. I'm with Bex on this one. Toilet. Wait, what is in the toilet? Do we know the content
it's
of the toilet?
It's dirty, which it's means there's dirty.
Oh, just a dirty piss. Toilet?
Pee sprinkles all
I
over
I am
the
going to go with the cheese then.
Ah, so go with the toilet.
I'm going with the cheese. Yeah. I'm going with the
wrong
cheese.
Wrong with Bex.
I have to go with the cheese because it's cheese. You can always.
I'll deal with the cheese.
But once you lick that piss or poop off that toilet, it's on your tongue forever. Just saying.
You know how sick you can get from eating, not licking, but eating rotten cheese.
That is true. That is true.
The stuff that goes through your body is actually sterile.
Cheese is always rotten, though. It's always rotten.
Yeah, like, what about that cheese, that age-old cheese? What do they call it?
Cheese is rotten. The best cheese is rotten.
Well, there's an age cheese, I'm just saying.
They should have said this better.
There, Bex, ask the next question.
Would you rather eat scrambled eggs raw or eat cold ice fish raw?
I don't like fish, so we're going with the scrambled eggs.
I'm but it's same. Raw. That means it's just broken and ew.
It's okay. That's protein.
Yeah.
Protein.
Because that's sushi.
Ew.
That's true.
I'm not a fish fan, man. Me and fish don't get along.
But I'd rather that than slimy.
No. I'll go for the protein. Give me that egg.
Yeah, I'd rather the egg considering I don't eat animals.
Okay.
Yes, we do have, again, a vegetarian in the house.
You said that really quiet.
Oh, I was trying to give that effect like, no. Like, you know, nighttime.
Didn't work.
Awesome. Would you rather date an athletic person or an emo person? Damn, I'm going to say athletic because they're just hot.
Wait, what does... Obviously, the up is for athletic. No one would want to date someone with an emotional problem.
I mean...
He's like, maybe I could help them. This is like a project for you.
Emotional, athletic, oh boy. I guess I'll go with the emotional person. I guess I'll go with the emotional person.
I would go with the athlete because we could work out together. Be a hot fit couple. Great.
We've lost him.
Oh boy.
All right, Bex, next question.
So would you rather... Nope, that's not the right one. Yeah, okay. Would you rather eat 25 hot dogs or jump off a 50-foot high tree? That's a dumb question.
Oh my gosh.
It's too easy.
I'll do the hot dogs. I don't know why I'd be... Why am I in a tree in the first place? I'm not Michael Jackson.
Okay. I'll do the tree.
I'm doing hot dogs.
Okay. Hurt your stomach so much.
It would. But it jumping would out of awesome. a high tree.
So a third leg or a third arm?
I can do so much more with the third arm.
Yep.
Yeah. Being that we take the bus, and we went through this on the last show, I'm going to take a third arm because, you know, like you got your books, your bags. Third arm can open the door.
Well said.
Open the
door. Or you can put your books in your bag.
With your third arm, yeah.
And put your bag on your back. Now you've got two free
arms. I mean, I can eat with one arm, text with the other, do hand signals to the bus driver with the other arm, you know.
What kind of hand signals? Because I have a lot.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Bus drivers.
You know, the third arm will come in handy, especially on the TCC when there's crazy people that attack you on the bus.
Oh, we had a couple of those. I saw that same lady that we were on the bus with before.
Really?
Yes, she was just as crazy as she was before.
She is adorable.
She's splendid.
Reminisce.
Anyways.
Reminisce.
Yeah, me and Becky Bex at a moment.
Becky Bex.
That's her nickname. Becky Bex is swag.
Swag. I've heard a lot of people use that word.
I guess I got my
swagger
back.
Okay.
Swagger. Yeah. I sounded more gangster than I usually do, saying swagger.
Fine. It's about time.
We're getting a little bit meanness here. I'm kidding. One more question, and then we will play. Well, not play a song, but we'll end our fun journey with you today.
Cool. Yeah.
Sadly, last question. Would you rather have superpowers or have Christmas never end?
On account of, I was discussing how come there was no black Superman today. I would like to have the superpowers and be the first black Superman.
So for those of you who are unaware, we were talking today about what makes a movie a black movie.
And yes.
Our boy here decided to bring up the fact that there is no black Superman.
We should have. And maybe, just maybe, he might come in a Superman costume and be the first black Superman. And Ray will have it. First to have that.
You will witness it on the radio. But you can't hear a costume. So anyways.
No, but you can. Just ruffle it around a bit and say Superman.
I'll ruffle it around. Definitely.
Cool. I'd say, well, I never get anything on Christmas anyway. So for it to never end would be depressing.
And then
so I'll have superpowers.
That's right. It'd be cold. And I'm not
like
a fan
winter.
Of the cold. Yes.
Exactly. I love winter because... It's my birthday.
That's not a reason to love winter.
My birthday. Yes, it is a reason. I was born in a snowstorm. Legally, my parents wanted to call me Storm. And my grandma was very stern on. She's like, Storm. I did not drive out here for her not to be Storm.
Oh, true.
But my name is Janelle, so.
Okay.
I prefer Janelle.
Yeah, so do I.
It's,
if you were Storm, you would have to have white hair.
Yeah, that too. Oh. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I should. Yes. I can buy that. And
she
come to
is
one
black
day.
Too. So.
But her superpower is like.
Cool.
I mean, she controls the weather. That's like a weather woman.
Come on.
She's being a meteorologist.
On your birthday every day.
You want a sunny day? She'll give it to you.
That's a meteorologist.
But that's fun.
Like, today is going to rain.
Yeah.
I mean.
Today I want a rainy day, so it's going to happen.
You know, it doesn't matter.
She should.
And I hope I can control the weather, because when your birthday comes and your birthday, I promise.
Excuse me.
But who told you you don't like rain?
My birthday is in September, so try to get snow and I'll.
If I have powers, I can do it.
But you don't. So, anyways.
What are we talking about superpowers?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're just going to end our show off here. Do you have any last requests? Anything you want to say to the fans out there? Any, you know?
Grace, peace, and love. Keep the faith. Y'all can download the new mixtape at tapemysong.com under the Christian content. Mm-hmm. Click mixtapes and you'll see the All About Jesus mixtape. It's free. The album's coming in 2012. It's called Triumphant. You can check the new music video that dropped also. YouTube it, Triumphant. Meezy Church Kid, MEEZY space Church Kid, one word. And the video is called Triumph. IUMPHANT. Oh yeah, I should be in the spelling bee. And yeah, follow me on Twitter. You know, follow the label too at ATC_.
We got a lot to follow. We have this all on the website. You guys know where to go. I will have it on my Facebook page. I will be putting it on Twitter. I am launching a YouTube page in about a week, getting to see behind the scenes and who we have actually coming in. I know we're just a bunch of odd voices, but that's
not
what
that odd. Anyways, guys, have a good night. I'm Becky saying good night, and this is Janelle also saying good night. Because she's leaning behind me.
I am. Good night, everyone. I'll see you another day. Bye, guys. Thank you for enjoying Rave.
Hey. Whoa, hey. Don't want to blow things out of proportion. I don't want to cross the line drawn out in the sand. But to ignore this would be abortion of a feeling that we now both know lives deep within. So in spite of embarrassment or rejection, it didn't matter. I could not be negligent or ignore what I feel anymore. That's why deep blood red. All I see, deep blood red, is what I want to be. Oh, how I'd shine, yeah. Oh, how proud I'd be if when you saw me. Blood red, red, deep blood red. I guess you can say I was inspired. Guess you can tell my heart was moved with a yearning paramount desire. something monumental to lose. So I'm taking a moment to bestow or present my heart to you, to show you the weight of the magnitude of my interest in you. That's why deep love is all I need. Deep love, it is what I want. Oh, how I wish, oh, how pretty if we. There are no other words above the word,
above the word,
destiny,
destiny.
Me and you,
me and you, with you and me.
Could it be possibly,
possibly, baby,
could I be your favorite? Just like deep blood red, the one you love and you cherish like blood red.
That's why deep blood red, it's all I see. Deep blood red, it's what I want to be. Proud I'd be if when you saw me, you would see. Oh,
deep blood red.
Oh, deep blood
red. Deep blood
red. Would you see your favorite?